Hi there, stroker boys. I am in a rare and wicked mood today. I'm ready to get you more addicted to me. I'm sure your cock, which is now my cock, is throbbing, getting hard listening to me rev up and surprise you with whatever kinky fantasy I feel like talking about today. Well, you know, I've been training sissies for a while, and Rim Job happens to be quite a naughty sissy. He's not a straight sissy, he's a cocksucking sissy, which doesn't make him gay, but it does make him a cocksucker, or her, should I say, Miss Rim Job. Oh, Rim Job, you are so pathetic. Well, anyway, I have a very long and detailed post here. She's had a bunch of sessions. Some of them might be referred to in past sessions. I'm going to read to you what she wrote about her last session, and I don't think I'm going to interject too much in here, but I may. Now, for those of you new, this is about humiliation, public humiliation, feminization. And you know I do enjoy guided masturbation, which I like to mix in kinky fetishes with also. I take control. I am in charge. And you will do as I say and become very addicted to me because no one can make you come as hard as I can. And on that note, let me read you what she wrote and enjoy. Last night, I went to the mall wearing the girdle, nylons, and red panties under my jeans. I walked around the mall for some time, and a few people noticed I was walking with a wiggle. Now remember, everyone, this is written by Rim Job. That is not me walking around the mall. They were laughing at me. I could imagine that they were saying things to each other. The girdle made my ass wiggle when I walked. Oh, by the way, I did tell Rim Job to wear this girdle. I went into Macy's and walked over to the ladies' department, and a sales lady named Mary came over and asked me if I needed help. I told her that I needed a pair of frilly pink panties and a matching bra for myself. She looked at me and asked me to repeat myself, and when I did, she laughed at me. Well, of course, what did you expect? After she was done laughing, she asked me why I wanted the bra and panties, and I told her that my mistress gave me this assignment to do. And again, she started to laugh. And that is when another lady came over to see what was so funny. Mary told me to repeat what I said to her, and I did. And both ladies were laughing at me. Mary then showed me several different types of panties and bras, but she said that one style would look good on me and asked me what my size was. I told her I did not know, and she measured me right in the aisle. She said I was a large panty and a 38 bra would be perfect. They held them up to me and said that it is too bad I can't try them on right there in the store, but it was against the policy. Next, Mary suggested that I get my makeup done while I am here, and the other lady agreed, and they walked me over to the chair. And another lady named Sue put makeup on, foundation, eyelashes, liner, rouge, and lipstick and gloss. They told Rim Job that the gloss would make the lipstick last longer. They rang up her order, and after she paid, they walked her to the door. And as I was walking out of the store, this is Rim Job talking again, Mary said very loudly, "Go, sissy, find some man to suck." I walked all the way to the other end of the mall to my car, and several people were looking and calling me names. When I left the mall, it was around 10 p.m., one guy looked right at me and called me a faggot and told me to get lost before he beat me up. I told him that I was following orders, and he said maybe he would make me suck him off. But he changed his mind, telling me that he was not going to get caught with a faggot sucking him off because everyone would call him a queer. Now, I think that's all pretty funny, don't you? There's a few more posts on here. I don't know if they need to be corrected or not. That's why I had a hard time reading this off to you. There's a lot of grammatical errors. I did not write these. Someone else did. I corrected some of them. So if there are mistakes, just ignore it and enjoy the fact that Rimjob is a sissy faggot cocksucker. He goes to movie theaters. He wears lingerie. He does all kinds of dirty things. So you can look on my website. Under the humiliation tab, there's a bunch of pages. There's a good 100 or more pages of humiliation. And the ones for Rimjob are noted there with his name or her name. And I'm sure Rimjob will be giving me an update soon. I think, Rimjob, you should write slut in red lipstick on your forehead and go to CVS and tell the girl you ran out of that red lipstick and you need another one the same color. And let her match it up with the words on your forehead, you dirty little whore. And for the rest of you out there, whether you want humiliation, which if you don't, you probably are not getting to the end of this post, or cocksucking, again, that probably applies. But for your domination needs, fantasy phone sex, guided masturbation, you know, I'm right up there. I'm ready to do it all. So it's Miss Mandy at 1-877-732-6360. I am Eastern Standard Time. I start around noon and I am available till about 2 a.m. You can also email me and set up a time or instant message me on Yahoo. 1-877-732-6360. I will control you. I am in charge. You are addicted to me. I will make you more addicted to me. Trust me, your cock is going to thank me. Mwah! Miss Mandy. Bye-bye.